Greetings in Jesus' name. Let's come before the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning, praying that you would speak to us, that you would give us that fresh bread. Oh Lord, that you, in your love, would give a word that people need to hear. You know what that is, I don't. So we just pray now that you would speak to us, open every heart, and make all who should call in to call in, oh Lord, to receive your word. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Trust you all are doing well. Nobody called me so far. I said a couple times, if anyone has any topic, give me a call. But no one has. But if any topics have come to your mind, do call me, and I can preach on that topic. I'll give my number here one more time, just in case there's somebody brand new. Number is 931-445-5777. Again, that's 931-445-5777. Because I like people to call in and tell me what they would like teaching about. That gives me some ideas. So praying this morning, what comes to my mind is, well, what we were talking of, springboarding off what we were talking of yesterday. You can listen to yesterday's and the days before, because these all build on from Sunday on till today. So start there, listening, or at least from Monday on, but best from Sunday. One builds on top of the other. So what we are talking about is living the Christian life, walking that Christian walk. It's a long and narrow path, and it's a path of holiness, of righteousness, nonconformity to the world, loving God. There's so much that can be taught on the Christian life. If I would just teach in general, I wouldn't know where to start. But I want to say that nonconformity to the world is something that many people focus on. But just to be different for different sake is not in any way should be our focus. That is not in any way the defining factor of being a Christian just because he's different. Muslims are different than Hindus and Buddhists and, you know, that's not it. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples." Can anyone finish the verse? By this, by a certain thing, shall all men know that ye are my disciples. What is it? That ye have love one to another. That's what defines us as Christians. If we love one another. It's not something else. It's not that, you know, who knows, we dress a certain way. Yes, Christians are supposed to dress modestly. But did you know that the early Christians, their dress didn't stick out from any other people's dress? There was no special pattern given. It was just modestly. That was it. There was an early writing of a man defending the Christian faith, a man living back in the time of the Apostle John, back in the first century, and he was describing the Christians. And he was saying, you know, they don't have any special customs. They don't have any special dress. But when you start watching their lives, you'll see, if I remember right, their love. And, basically what he was saying is, it's their life. You have to watch their life, then you'll see they're different. It's not because of clothes or strange customs that you look different. Yet some people think that we should look different today just to be different. But that is nowhere found in the Bible. And as we see by that early Christian writing, that is not what the early Christian church did. And so therefore that belief is both unfounded and not biblical. Unfounded and not biblical because they didn't do it. The early Christian and the church in the book of Acts did not do it. The focus needs to be how we love each other and how we love God primarily. That'll give us love for each other. Now, am I saying we should dress like the world? No. Of course, the difference between the world of that time and today is the world is dressing, I believe, a lot worse than they dressed back then. Well, I know that, I just believe. And so, therefore, as we want to dress modestly, we are definitely dressed like the world. But you follow what I'm saying. We don't say, okay, I've got to look different. How can I look different? And so for that reason, many people, they just they dress in a way that, like from 100 years ago, you know, when you look at it, some patterns that I've seen, you know, it just looks like, I'll just say, for example, when I saw, first time I saw a German Baptist cape, it looked like something out of a history book. I thought, wow, that is really cool. That's what they dressed like, you know, in the 1800s and whatever. Like, that looked medieval. Anyway, so the point is that a person can dress perfectly modest, without dressing like something out of a history book. There's no reason. There's nothing in the Bible for that. The problem with it also is that becomes our focus. The Bible has one focus. When you get another focus, you're going to lose the one focus of the Bible. You know what I mean? Think about when you're hunting. If you've got a deer in your scopes, and then you look at something else, and then you shoot. So let's say you're looking with one eye down the scope, then you open your other eye and you start looking at a bird flying by, and then you shoot. Well, chances are your hands will have moved a little bit. You've got to keep your eye on that, on the crosshairs there, you know what I mean? You've got to keep the crosshairs on that deer. If you look away, you move your head, your hand's going to move a little bit, and you're not going to hit your deer. You're not going to hit him where you want to hit him. And so we've got to keep God's focus if we want to get the goal. And God's focus for us to keep is to be imitators of Christ. We just look at the life of Christ and seek to imitate it. Jesus said, follow me. Following Jesus, that is a Christian. Live like Jesus in every way you can. And then, what Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye have love one to another. By this, because you love each other. Many times you go into churches and they are dressed very modestly. They have a lot of their ducks in a row, but they don't love each other. You don't sense a lot of love when you walk in the door. They barely greet you. I'm sorry. That is not the defining mark of Christianity, how modestly you dress. Because the Muslims, they dress even more modestly. The ladies, even more. And it's not, you know, do you drive a horse and buggy? Do you? No. Jesus said it. And you may think what you want you to think, but I'm sorry. Christianity is about Jesus. It's about Jesus Christ. If you have anything else, you have made your own religion. This is not Christianity. Christianity is about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye have love one to another. So let love be the defining factor of us. Let us love each other with our whole heart. Let us love God fervently. And out of a love for God, you will get a love for others. They go together. If you truly love God, you're going to love your brother. Like it says in 1 John, how can a man love his brother whom he has not seen? How can a man love God whom he has not seen if he doesn't love his brother whom he has seen? You can say you love God, but if you don't love your brother, you don't love God. So let that be the focus of our lives, to love each other, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To seek God every waking hour, when we wake up in the morning, when we go to bed at night. But every hour between them, every moment between them, as much as possible. Let our minds and our thoughts be on God. Let Him be the joy of our life. Let Him be the reason for everything we do. Let us just always, all of our lives, be consumed with Him, with nothing else but God. And when that's the case, when God is the focus of our life, when we are just seeking him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and he is our passion, what will we be doing? We will be in prayer. We will be in the word. We will be obeying him. Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. We will obey him, and everything in the Bible that he commands, we will be obeying. Every New Testament commandment. So I just want to leave that with you. We will have a holy life if our focus is to love God. We will obey him. And we will radiate the love of God. And yes, we will dress modestly. We will dress perfectly modestly. Yes, we will not be conformed to the world. Absolutely. You see, when you focus on those things, you don't get it all because you get taken up with those things and you forget to love. And you have a cold sort of Christianity that no one is drawn to. And you totally miss God's purpose. And you do not represent Christ. But when you focus on loving God, out of that will flow the love for everyone else. And out of that will flow a perfect desire to obey God. And the best possible obedience and holy Christian life will automatically flow out of a love for God. So let's focus our life on loving God. God bless you.